What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
As parents, I'm sure many of us like to share our children's wins, but can there be too much of a good thing? Meredith writes, a local friend consistently sends group text messages boasting about her young teenage daughter's achievements. These also include videos of her mediocre musical performances. Other friends in the group respond with gushing texts and star emojis. The most I can manage, writes Meredith, is a simple, wow, when what I really want to say is, I can't believe you're sending me this. I don't send videos of my kids. Do I really have to respond? Asks Meredith. Is there a certain obligation to reply in a group chat? And what is it about some parents needing to brag about their children's talents to other parents? Well, how would you respond to the said friend? Is it better to lie and sing the praises knowing it'll keep happening? Or should you send a message through silence? We want to hear from you on this, and you've been telling us in spades already on Facebook, and you can do that for as long as you like. Or you can text now on 0418 226 576. Mrs. Woog and Kim Berry are both mothers who together make the Hot Flush podcast. They're on the case for this one. Hello, you two.
Hello, Michael.
Now, you have, between you, got a phalanx of children. So have you been inclined, either of you, to boast about their achievements online, on social media, in groups?
Michael, I have a plethora of boys, and if I'm crowing about anything, it tends to be about the fact that they manage to put their clothes in the washing basket or put the lid down on the toilet.
I don't want to hear that on Facebook, though. Is that okay? I mean, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
That's exactly my point. I find nothing more tedious than people who need to sing the praises of little Johnny or little Sophie, who did well at her, you know, I don't know, B grade at Stedford when she's 6 years old. It's like, shut it down. They're going to peak too early. It's just encouraging terrible behaviour on the parents' behalf.
Well, I'm one of those insufferable mothers that have two sons who are actually overachievers. And I find that annoying because I spend most of my time watching them do stuff. And on occasion I have
Are you complaining about this? Are you seriously complaining that your children are getting on in life?
No, I would love, I've got friends who kids do nothing. They have a really healthy addiction to Xbox and they don't have to run them all over Sydney going to Stedford's and footy matches.
We've just come off a whole conversation about gaming addiction.
Yes, I was listening to that quite attentively and thinking of my child last night who was quite cranky when I made him get off the computer at like, you know, 10 o'clock at night on a school night.
Do you know what I love to watch? I love to watch like toddlers falling downstairs and videos of dogs and things like that. That's much more amusing to me than watching somebody's recital.
Okay. I just think, do you know what I think?
Sorry to interrupt, but I was just wondering, what do you think then Meredith should do? Because remember, it's a closed chat, so it's not like the wider, you know, platform can see what's going on here. And so if she makes any form of behaviour modification, it will be noticed.
Yes. Look, if she's a bigger person than I am, she will just do a lovely sort of like, that's great, exclamation mark, and then move right along. If she's more like me, then she will do something like, wow, you know, I'm just thrilled that my son managed to pick his socks up off the floor and then move on. But, I'm a terrible person, Michael.
I think it's quite targeted.
Yes.
She's targeting these people. It's a little bit like spam. And after a while, I would just write back, unsubscribe.
You would just write that back?
Yeah.
And what do you think, what impact would that have on your friendship with that person, do you think? Because you want to stay friends.
Do you?
Well, Meredith hasn't said she doesn't want to. I mean, I sense that she's sick of this, what you call spam, but I also sense that she doesn't also want to lose someone who she values.
Yeah, so, like, if you wanted to end the friendship, you'd probably write unsubscribe, but I think you are going to add fuel to the fire if you keep, like, validating what she's trying to do. So if you're giving her the feedback, it says, look, it's not about the kid, it's about the mum this time.
Yeah. Well, let me just throw into the mix some of the Facebook comments, because there's enormous polarisation on Facebook about this, as you can imagine. Jess says, my go-to in-group chats from people I appreciate but don't really have much interest in the conversation is the good old thumbs-up emoji and then permanently turn off notifications from the conversation, which I think means you can still send to the group, but
yes,
you
but
just
you
won't
have
receive
to
it.
See it.
And the person who's sending doesn't know you're not engaging.
Yes, I think that's a very wise idea. I've done that before in quite a number of large sort of group chats. But this isn't a particularly large group, though. It's only like three or four of them.
Yes.
And so then you've sort of got to wonder, well, what's going on with this mum that, like, clearly this mum thinks maybe that, because this is my policy, right? You have a little inner sanctum of friends where you can all shout, you know, from the hilltops about how wonderful your kids are. And you love it because their kids are almost like your surrogate children, because that's how close those friendships are.
Right.
But then once you move outside that inner sanctum, look, you know, that's just, they're just leave them to their own devices. But clearly this particular woman thinks that Meredith is in that inner sanctum, and perhaps Meredith doesn't classify her, this other mum, as in her inner sanctum. And that is a challenge.
Wow, that's complex. Yeah, that's quite complex.
Females, we are complex creatures.
You are so many layers. Christabel says, if you're a musician yourself, this is awful. Parents with scant musical background think that two guitar chords and a vague tune is amazing. You don't have to. Having taught for 25 years in a specialist music school, it was very hard to counteract the parents with unrealistic ideas of their offspring's talents. Children of practicing musicians are healthy, realistic. And this is our whole thing, is you want to encourage, but you also don't want to give false hope, do you?
No, and I think it all
harks, such a good point.
Harks back to this, every child is gifted and every child gets a prize and you're all wonderful and we're telling all these kids how fabulous they are, and in many cases they're not.
And this, the other thing to remember here is Mrs. Woog and I, our children are getting on, you know, my last one's in the last year of primary school, and we have
congratulations.
I know, they're all still alive, it's remarkable. But we have sat through so many school concerts, music concerts, you name it.
I once sat
through a music concert where there was a group of students up the front playing recorder in sombreros. You don't come back from that, Michael.
But that's our own personal suffering. We all go through that. But
yes.
What's happening here is sharing that suffering amongst others. So
yeah, that's no good.
No. Okay. So final advice for Meredith, Mrs. Woog.
Meredith, I think... Just do what that reader said to do. Like, give them a thumbs up and then mute them.
Okay. Kim?
I might actually try and be a grown-up and do that whole thing that if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, and just do the silent thing.
Okay.
Because that's not passive-aggressive at all.
That's nothing not passive-aggressive at all.
This whole segment is based on passive aggression. So just remember that. Look, it's been great as usual. Thank you so much, you two. Hope Meredith has got some advice from this. Mrs. Woog and Kim Berry, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
They are the creators of the Hot Flush podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a dilemma, nothing is too big or too small, you can email us. There is a spot to do it on the Life Matters webpage.